You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Well, we spent the majority of the first hour setting the table for what has occurred in Budapest, Hungary this week. You know that there was a conference of scholars, of intellectuals, of free thinkers, and it just didn't play out. The Prime Minister of Hungary himself stepped in to not just disrupt the conference, but to arrest some of the attendees. We know from Paul Fromm, who called in during the first hour and is still with us on the line now. We have Paul Fromm live in Budapest, Hungary, on the line with us right now as we prepare to welcome Sam Dixon. It's going to be me, Sam, and Paul to continue the discussion about this. But Sam, I don't know if you were listening. Oh, first of all, let's welcome Sam Dixon, the incomparable one, the author, the attorney, the writer, Sam Dixon, who is battling laryngitis to be with us tonight. Sam, how are you?
I'm okay, I think. I'll have to be mostly a listener.
Well, to have you even in at not 100% is better than most, and we welcome you, my friend. But I don't know if you were listening the first hour, but Paul Fromm confirmed for us, as he is in Budapest tonight, that Richard Spencer was arrested last night, more than 24 hours ago, and no one has seen or heard from him since. So, Sam, if you can muster a couple of words here, your thoughts on that and this situation in general before we toss it back to Paul.
Well, I think it's a great step forward for us. I don't see it as a defeat at all. I see it as a great event. The reason for that is that for the first time in my lifetime, there are people who have been willing to go to jail for our cause, such as Richard Spencer and Bill Regnery and others. This is a revolutionary step. Usually our people run like rabbits and go to ground, desperately afraid of going to jail. As I said several days ago, the blacks aren't afraid to go to jail. They weren't afraid. The gays weren't afraid to go to jail. The now women and the women in Russia weren't afraid to go to jail. And we have to accept the fact that we must go to jail, too. And it has carried our struggle to a new level of willingness to face the consequences and take the heat. And I think those who have gone to jail have established their bona fides, that they are serious about the struggle, the preservation and triumph of our white race and of our civilization.
Well, certainly, you know, the sacrifices of, you know, being called names, it might not be enough to turn this thing around. Our ancestors sacrificed blood and bone, and so too may we be forced to do. And certainly we all hope it doesn't come to that, and we hope that it doesn't come to jailings. But Paul, back over to you. You are certainly there and on the ground and an eyewitness to this. You shared with us in the last segment of the first hour that Jared Taylor gave a completely unbridled and impassioned speech. He was one of the few that wasn't hauled away, apparently. What was the conviction? You know, Sam brings up a great point. You know, we now have, and I hope I'm not going over the top here, but I think Richard Spencer, you know, he was certainly a leader, and he had certainly done a lot for our people before this weekend, but he instantly became a hero, as far as I'm concerned. What is the resolve of the people who were able to get there, that weren't detained at the border, that were able to slip in and to meet at these impromptu gatherings at the pub and at the alternate venues? What is their resolve, Paul? What is their reaction to that which they have seen and been forced to endure this week?
Well, I think it's encouraged them. It's also brought a lot of people together. We have people here from almost all over the white world, from Rhodesia, we have two fellows from Australia, Canada, the United States, France, Spain, Croatia, Germany, you know, basically almost all the countries of Western Europe, and people who really paid their dues. I have the honor tonight of meeting Pedro Varela, and he's a publisher in Barcelona, and he's been jailed numerous times under Spain's, and he says that they've just brought in a new hate law in Spain, which they are challenging, and he said it was imposed upon us, guess by whom? Washington. And and meeting people who suffered, and it's been immensely encouraging for people. Can I read you something from Bill Regnery?
Please do, Paul.
I was arrested on Monday night at the Budapest airport, put in a holding cell, and shipped out Tuesday on the first British Airways plane to London. He says, I have a fistful of charges in Hungarian and only know that I'm persona non grata until 2017. To think that this government would arrest and deport an American citizen, and he's not charged with anything. You know, this man is a law-abiding American citizen, a senior member of the racial realist movement, the founder of the National Policy Institute, and other groups from a distinguished publishing family in Chicago. It's an outrage. You know, the communist thugs, in my opinion, simply changed t-shirts. You know, it's like a football player plays for the Dallas Cowboys one year and plays for the whatever it is, Seattle Seahawks the next year. It's just a different t-shirt. It's the same guy. And I think it's the same lack of respect for human rights. And I hope we won't let this go.
Sam, I know we have to and thank you, Paul, for that contribution. And by all means, stay with us here. I love the dynamic of having both of you on, even with Sam not at 100%. And Sam, I know we have to preciously guard your words. With Paul on the ground there, is there a question that you would ask of Paul that perhaps we haven't covered yet? Is there something you would like to know from an eyewitness to this whole unfortunate fiasco, or fortunate, as the case may be? Sam?
No, I'm all ears to hear what he has to say, but I've been following it online, and I think I'm pretty well aware of what's gone on. I might ask Paul to comment on the silence of people. It is so important that Southerners and white people and conservatives. I'm not a conservative, but most people would call me one, that these people unplug the connection with the United States government, including its foreign policy. For some strange reason, white Southerners are the first people to rush to the colors, to don their uniforms, and to rush off to do what the Washington regime wants to do overseas.
Yes.
Southerners seem to be unable to reason on the most basic level that a government that hates them and hates their children and has hated them for generations does not become the champion of freedom and justice when that oppressive anti-white government goes out of our borders overseas. It is exactly the same government.
Hold on right there, my friend. We got to take a break. Rest your throat. Sam Dixon and Paul Fromm back with us after this.
If you want to experience the great outdoors and comfort and
Sam,
style,
Sam,
then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets. Perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Folks, I am very happy and honored, even under the circumstances that we're presented with tonight, to have two of my very good friends. I mean, I love these men as brothers and as comrades in this struggle, and they are great men and worthy of support and your admiration. Sam Dixon and Paul Fromm. Paul Fromm, of course, calling from Budapest, Hungary tonight. Paul, what time is it in Budapest right now?
It's about 2:20 in the morning.
All right, so it's been a long time since I was in third grade, so I'm struggling with my basic arithmetic. So you're, what, six, seven hours ahead of us?
Six hours the difference from Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time, yeah.
Okay, so 7 hours ahead of me, and so it's 7:21. Yeah. So, Paul, it's Sunday morning where Paul Fromm is, as I'm broadcasting live from Memphis at 7:21 p.m. Central Time. That's a kind of a mind warp for me. But nevertheless, so pleased to have these two distinguished gentlemen with us tonight, people who have fought and clawed and sacrificed for our people all of their lives, and they've been inspirations to me and certainly played a significant role in my development as a man. Well, as we know, the forces of tolerance and diversity, as Richard Spencer wrote before he was jailed, declared that they not be allowed to speak and to exchange ideas in Budapest. And, you know, everyone is free to disagree with whomever they wish, and certainly our detractors or even take the privilege for themselves to call us all sorts of nasty names. But, you know, I have never once fantasized about shutting down one of their conferences, and our opposition does this with an almost fetish-like zeal. But I'm not afraid of their ideas, and so I wouldn't seek to do that. I'm certainly afraid of what declining birth rates and overwhelming immigration from the third world does to our countries, but I'm not afraid of their ideas as they stand. And Sam mentioned something a second ago that's very right. You know, the biggest cheerleaders for the regime in Washington are the dispossessed majority of Southern Christians. And what we see happening in Budapest today, I mean, even here in America, I have suffered canceled conferences, and now we have to operate under assumed names and take all sorts of measures to ensure that we can be able to meet and claim for ourselves basic human freedoms. But in the past, I've been a part of canceled conferences. Jared Taylor, the great academic Jared Taylor from Yale University, editor and publisher of American Renaissance, he's had his conferences shut down. So this is happening here in America. Now, they haven't been jailed yet, but it will come. And I'm telling you, folks, the day will come when all of these Southern Baptists will go to jail if they have the balls. When that day comes to still oppose homosexuality, they will go to jail. What's happening to Richard Spencer and Bill Regnery today will happen to the pastor of the Southern Baptist churches in America tomorrow. And, you know, what else can you say? What else can you say about that?
Do you remember in high school, James, when your teacher would have you write an essay called Compare and Contrast? Your teacher
do Sam. It wasn't that long ago,
Let's compare and contrast, fellow white Southerners, what your government, supposedly your government, let's call it their government in Washington, the regime in Washington, what it has done, and let's take the cobwebs and from our eyes and see what our representatives from the South have done, who are really their congressmen and their senators. When the Pussy Riot was prosecuted by Putin, do you remember what people, well, this is not a Southerner, but John McCain said about Putin's terrible persecution of the freedom of the Pussy Riot singer. National Review of the Buckley crowd, they also beat the war drums against Putin because of poor Pussy Riot and the violation of Pussy Riot's freedom of speech. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was not left out. Loud and strong was the cry of Lindsey Graham about the precious rights to freedom of speech of Pussy Riot. And what had Pussy Riot done, my fellow Southerners? Pussy Riot, a group of vile, pornographic, disgusting women, had invaded an Orthodox church, a Russian Orthodox church. They invaded the area between the iconostasis and the altar, which in that denomination is reserved only to the ordained clergy. They were asked to leave as trespassers, committing a criminal trespass against a house of worship. Pussy Riot refused to leave. Pussy Riot began singing its vulgar song, including vulgar attacks on the Virgin Mary in the middle of the Orthodox Church. The priest called the police, and unsurprisingly, the police arrested Pussy Riot for criminal trespass in the Orthodox sanctuary. This was the precious rights of freedom of speech that Lindsey Graham of South Carolina felt obliged to lend his support to. Now, do you think there will be one peep from Lindsey Graham about the right to freedom of speech of Americans, a young, expectant first father like Richard Spencer? Do you think he'll be one peep out of our U.S. Senator, Lindsey Graham? Do you think Senator Isaacson of Georgia will ever make a statement? Do you think Rand Paul and Ron Paul, the ostentatious champions of libertarianism, do you think they will make one single peep about the right of freedom of speech in Hungary? I can answer all those questions. No, none of them will. Not John McCain, not Lindsey Graham, not Rand Paul, not Ron Paul.
Ooh, Sam, hold on right there. I have got chills. I want to tell you this right now, Sam Dixon, and to everyone listening tonight. I have got chills running up and down my spine. Listening to Sam Dixon struggle through laryngitis to bring that message to us, and he is so right, it absolutely infuriates me. It absolutely infuriates me, ladies and gentlemen. On live radio tonight, I'm not playing a part, I'm not pretending to be a character, I am absolutely, hair is standing on my arms right now, because he is so right. I mean, you saw that with that degenerate group, that lesbian group in Russia, they became the media darlings of not just the Obama administration and the American government, but of representatives in the South and elsewhere, that they suffer such oppression, that they not be allowed to go and strip down naked and violate a Madonna statue with Jesus Christ. it was worldwide news, and they were invited to all the talk shows in America, and they were coddled by the Obama administration. And now you have people, upstanding people, moral people, sound people, decent people like Richard Spencer and Bill Regnery, jailed for having a thought, a decent thought, and not one of these. I have to watch my words here, but not one of these people will extend to them the same courtesy. There is no principle here, ladies and gentlemen. There is no consistency here. And if you don't think that whites are the only people, right-thinking white people are the only people that are being truly discriminated against in the year 2014, you better get on the bandwagon, folks, because you're dead wrong. And I hate to have kept Paul Fromm on the shelf. I hate
a comparison. To make people understand how vile this Pussy Riot behavior was. Frankly, I'm a libertarian. If they want to act like garbage out in a public park, that's a different matter. But they invaded a church. That's trespass. Imagine if people of a national socialist persuasion in uniforms were to go into a synagogue and start sing-filing and singing Nazi songs. Can you imagine how little sympathy they would get? They would be arrested. They'd be sent to jail for a long period of time.
Oh, and it wouldn't. Yeah, and it would be applauded that occurred. Paul, hang on. Listen, I'm coming right back to you after the break. I'd like to ask both of you to stay with us through the next commercial. When we come back, we're going to toss it to Paul Fromm and let him continue upon this train of thought. I can't thank Sam Dixon enough for that, what he said. But let's keep you both, gentlemen, and we'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time.
It's okay. Time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, we're going to ask Sam Dixon to stay with us for the remainder of this hour, if at all possible. I promise Sam only 20 minutes under his condition, but if it's at all possible, I want to keep him because I have a co-host that wants to speak with him in just a few minutes. But I want to get back to Paul Fromm. Paul, you were making some great points before that last commercial break. I want to completely lend the floor to you, my friend, and it's your dime, your dance floor. Take it away.
Yeah, well, the point I wanted to make is for people to really understand how horrible what Pussy Riot did in Moscow there, in the Orthodox Cathedral. You would have to imagine skinheads wearing swastikas bursting into a synagogue during a service singing Nazi songs or whatever. Now,
and that would be the polar opposite, no better, no worse, of what they did.
Absolutely. It would be totally condemned if the police came and arrested them and hauled them off to jail, and if they got stiff jail sentences. Almost everybody would say, good on them, they deserve it, they're terrible. No matter what you think of a religion, it deserves respect. You shouldn't be breaking up the religious services. And I find it so bizarre, well, maybe not bizarre considering who some of the commentators are, that this would be completely ignored, that the Pussy Riot was feted and really made a heroines of. It was really appalling. And I'm with Sam. I don't think any major American political figure is going to denounce what happened. We don't have Congressman Rarick anymore. We don't have some of the ones who really were pretty good. I think, though, that people should approach their congressmen and ask them, would you speak up? I mean, demand to know on what basis the government of Hungary arrested an American citizen and has held him captive. And on what basis was Bill Redmayne thrown out of the country?
I think that Richard Spencer's wife, who is carrying his child, should go to Washington and should hold press conferences before the Hungarian embassy.
Yes.
And before the State Department. And I think she and her supporters should go to the congressional offices of Rand Paul and Ron Paul and ask if they are going to say anything in defense of freedom of speech of American citizens in a so-called NATO ally in the so-called free world. I would lay, I guess, 10-1 odds what the answer of Ron Paul and Rand Paul is going to be. But it would be well worth showing how ungenuine they are. This really should be done.
Yeah, I think it should be tried, absolutely. I think we've got to be really emphatic whenever we hear this blather about the free world. Not a very free world. Not a very free world. Now, we don't hear it as much as we did in the days of communism, but people are deluded if they think they're free. Yeah, you'd be free to come to Hungary and eat the goulash and drink the wine and beer and listen to music and all that. But political freedoms, don't want to carry that one too far.
Well, just look at the whole foreign policy, which is why I say Southerners have no business supporting the United States foreign policy. They have no business donning uniforms for the Army or the Marine Corps or the Navy of the government. And just look at the hypocrisy of our foreign policy on things like the outrage of the American State Department about the rights of Pussy Riot and the silence of the American State Department on the rights of Richard Spencer and Bill Regnery and other Americans who are being jailed in Hungary simply for trying to have a meeting at which ideas be discussed. But look at Look at the astounding hypocrisy of American foreign policy. You mentioned, Paul, that we no longer hear as much as we used to about the free world and freedom, but like we did in the struggle against communism. But what we hear now are people like Hillary Clinton and Secretary of State Kerry and others talking about democracy and freedom and how it's America's foreign policy to protect democracy and freedom and to fight dictatorships. We were told we had to go to Iraq because America can't tolerate dictatorships. John McCain and Obama and Lindsey Graham and others tried to stampede us into another war on false premises in Syria because America cannot tolerate a dictator. Like a thought. But now let's back up. We don't have to send troops in government uniform to overthrow dictators in Syria and Iraq. We have a communist dictator 90 miles off our shore who is far more anti-American than Assad or Saddam ever were. Yet you never hear one peep about how America cannot tolerate the dictatorship of Fidel Castro. Why can't Southerners and white Americans in general see how we are being lied to by our government when it comes to foreign policy?
I don't know if that's a rhetorical question or a serious one, because I sure don't have an answer for it. I wish I knew, because I'm a Southerner. I was born and raised in a Southern Baptist church, and I see things that I believe clearly. I mean, Paul, do you have an answer for that?
I think it's a misplaced patriotism. Southerners are proud of being patriotic, and you know, my country, right or wrong. I know Tennessee, where I frequently visit, pride themselves as being the volunteer state. And they've lost more men per capita in America's wars than any other state, and what a fine group of people there. And you know, like on one level, it's true. They're manly, brave, and so on. But they're manly and brave in terrible causes. Never mind the first two world wars.
Well, you know,
just present day today.
Well, right. I mean, other than the Alamo and the whatever you want to call it, the war between the states, let's just call it that. I mean, yeah, we've misplaced our loyalties, to be sure. And I think you would say every war since then. But
let's take a look at Putin for a second and how our government and our media has castigated and demonized Putin and made him into the enemy of America. The Republican Party nominee, Mitt Romney, said that Putin was the greatest geopolitical enemy of the United States on the globe. Someone who has never done one single thing to America is supposedly the American's greatest enemy. He isn't our enemy. He's the enemy of the string pullers whose toy boy people like Mitt Romney are, whose pimps are people like Mitt Romney. You know, let's look at Putin. Vladimir Putin deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm not being cute. It was Putin and Putin alone who prevented America from getting involved in a third war in the Middle East in Syria, based upon trumped up and obviously false claims that Assad had used chemical weapons and some tiny little area of the country which would have served only to bring America in. A contention that German intelligence almost immediately discounted and said that Assad had ordered his people but no means ever to use chemical weapons. Obama wanted war. Lindsey Graham wanted war. The Republican leader in the House, Boehner, he wanted war. Mitt Romney wanted war. War, war, go to war. We need another third war in the Middle East. We need to spend another $3 trillion to invade Syria. we need to have another 5,000 dead American soldiers and 30 or 40,000 of them ruined physically or mentally. We got to have that because we got to go to war with Syria. Only one man prevented war. One man saved all those American lives and saved the American taxpayers. $3 trillion added to our deficit. That man was not Mitt Romney. He was not the Republican leader of the House of Representatives, Boehner. He was not Barack Obama. He was the head of Russia, Vladimir Putin. He was the one guy who dug in his heels and said, no, we will negotiate first. And because of that, the chemical weapons were decommissioned and removed from Syria, and all of those American soldiers are still alive today, and the American taxpayers have $3 trillion left in their wallets and bank accounts. And yet these nitwit Southerners hate Putin and believe the garbage that's said about Putin.
And listen, let me tell you something. When Sam Dixon calls a Southerner a nitwit, that is coming from a man who traces his Southern roots back to far beyond the antebellum period. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our esteemed guest right after this.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Get on the show. Call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Thank you, Art Frith and Frankie Valli. Welcome back to the show. my good friends Sam Dixon and Paul Fromm suffering for the calls tonight. Sam suffering through laryngitis and Paul suffering through sunrise. It's going to be sunrise soon in Budapest where he is. And Paul, I want to thank you for staying with us so late. We had intended to have you on for a segment or two. You've been on with us for the majority of the program tonight. I'm going to let you get some sleep. We have a co-host who has called in, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who wants to talk to Sam. But I want to ask you this very quickly, Paul, and again, thanking you sincerely for your contributions to tonight's show as an eyewitness from Budapest, and to be connected to you from Hungary tonight has been incredible. But I want to ask you a couple of things that have come in. Richard Spencer, you mentioned that he has not only been arrested, but no one has heard from him in over 24 hours. Has anyone tried to make contact with him? Do you even know where he is? Because obviously here in America, you can bail someone out of jail. Do you even know where he is being held?
No, we do not. And that's one of the things we're going to be trying to do tomorrow, is to try to find him. And you know, I think it's all well and good that we talk tonight, you and Sam and me, about what's happened. And but you know, I really would hope that people who care about this would do something active. And let me tell you, there are two things you can do. Go on Google and find the Hungarian tourist office, either in your state or in Washington D.C. Email them, write them, phone them, and demand to know what's going on and what's happening with Richard Spencer. Now, you'll probably get an evasive answer. They don't know, or it's diplomatic, but nevertheless, they log these calls. You know, if they start getting heat, we're idealists, and so we probably don't always think this way. But, you know, money talks, and you know what walks. And they start to worry that, the tourists are getting a little bit antsy. Who wants to go to a foreign country and risk, you know, ending up in jail? You know, I mean, other than for misbehavior. It'd be different if you got roaring drunk and punched somebody else. But, I mean, for just having a political opinion, come on. Now, that's something every one of your listeners can do. Another thing would be to phone, again, on the Internet, get the phone number or the email address of the Hungarian embassy in Washington, and write a letter and express your deep concern about what's happening to an American citizen.
Paul, thank you for putting that out there and for letting us know that is an appropriate course of action, because, quite frankly, that wouldn't have even crossed my mind. And, you know, for you calling in tonight and staying up so late for us, I can't salute you enough. I have one last question for you, and then we'll let you get some much-needed rest. And we look forward to talking to you again soon, my brother. But a question has come in. Why was it, and I guess this is speculation on your part, but we'll ask it anyway. Why was it, do you believe, that Richard Spencer and Bill Regnery were the ones arrested and not some other high-profile attendees such as you and Jared Taylor and others? What's the difference, in your opinion?
I prefer not to answer that for reasons I can share with you. I think part of an answer to that is Jared was not at the pub. Another part of the answer is they felt that the instigators or the organizers were
were
Bill Regnery and Richard Spencer. You know, whether or not that's accurate, that's a different matter. But we're speculating. I mean, we don't know, and they certainly didn't tell us.
Well, that's a fair enough answer, Paul. And my best wishes to you for a safe return home. Can you answer one last thing, and this is a parting shot? How many people were at the pub at the time of the raid of the police there?
About 50 people from our group, maybe a half dozen ordinary Hungarians, I guess. So we were almost outnumbered by the police.
And was Richard Spencer the only one arrested? And if so, that would lead me to believe that your hypothesis is correct. They were aiming for the organizers.
The only one detained, the only one arrested, about 30 people were detained in the sense that they were taken out to police vans. Their goods were searched. I saw one fellow with everything in his knapsack was dumped out, and they went through it. And these people were then normally taken to their hotel and they had to produce their passport because most people didn't come out, to the pub or the hotel with a passport. And most people, perhaps, had a driver's license or a carte d'identité or whatever the case might be.
Well, fair enough. Paul Fromm, listen, safe travels back home. We hope you get here unimpeded. And thank you for staying up so very late to where you are in the world tonight to make yourself available to our audience who are certainly interested in knowing what's going on. Thank you, Paul, very much. And I know Sam Dixon is still with us. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller now, co-host of the Political Cesspool, who has been listening to the show, not scheduled to be a part of the broadcast tonight, but listening to the show and so moved to call in. Eddie, I know you had some comments and perhaps a question for Sam Dixon.
I most certainly do, son. I really do. First of all, I know Sam's voice is wearing down. I would just like to congratulate Sam. This is the second time since I've known Sam, he has fired me up, man. The first time Sam fired me up was at the CFCC conference over in Florence, Alabama. I don't know if he remembers that or not, but had a little altercation with one of the guys who put on the show over there. Sam brought the question up. I backed Sam up in the intermission part. But I'm telling you what, Sam, you have hit all my hot buttons tonight, my brother, and I salute you for all of your solutions. And I can't say everything I want to say on the phone tonight, but I'm telling you flat out, we're going to have our birthday party soon, and there's going to be no radio rules there. There's going to be no FCC regulators around. So if people think this is a lively conversation you listen to tonight, you ain't heard jack. Wait until you come to that conference. You better have your asbestos on. And I'm telling you flat out, I'm giving the people fair warning, the ladies and the children whatsoever. If you're worried about your getting your feelings hurt or getting insulted or something, don't come in the room when the bombardier is speaking, because I'm telling you flat out, we have a guy that's talked about a dictator in Cuba. That guy's nothing. That guy's he's an amateur compared to the communist dictator we have in Washington D.C. I'd like to say something else, and as much as I respect Paul Fromm, my reply to you, writing your congressman and your senators, we don't need you stinking parasite congressmen and senators. We don't need you. We're through with you. You've proven to be totally worse than worthless. If they were only worthless, Sam, it wouldn't be so bad. But they work against us. They're our worst enemy. God bless Saddam Hussein compared to them.
I think you're right. But I don't think Paul actually believes the naive stuff about right your congressman.
He might as well be writing the Easter Bunny,
Sam. I write Santa Claus. That more like of getting Santa Claus.
Amen to that. Sam, I tell you what, I'll fire me up. I just told Sam Bushman, all the Sams in the world must have got an extra helping of insight and brains. But I'll tell you what, and, you know, like I said, the dictator, and we have to go further. You're talking about arrest. I can't wait to address some of these things you said, Sam, that I can't talk about tonight. But, Sam, you are so right. You got right on the edge of some of the things I want to talk about at our birthday party. And, you know, getting arrested is one of them. But I'll just give you a little hint. We don't have to get arrested. There's other measures we can take, and I'm going to cover the whole gamut at the conference. And like I'm saying, that people, if you're not a warrior at heart, you might want to stay out in the hall with the women and the children, because we're going to set that place on fire. If you think this has been tough tonight, wait until you get there. I mean, we're going to. I tell you what, Sam. We're going to separate the sheep from the goats. We're going to fire that place up. But Sam, really, right. I just want to tell you how much I respect you and love you. You've always been one of my favorites. You're the one of the finest speakers I've ever heard. And you know what's rare?
Thank you.
You don't see many. And I almost hate the word intellectual. We have too many intellectuals and too many fine speakers. We're through. We have enough fine speakers and intellectuals. And I almost hate the word, educate. Well, we've educated all we can educate, Sam. I mean, all the people that are going to be educated are already educated. Now it's time for action. And the intellectuals and the poets and the Dead Poet Society members, they can sit on the sideline.
No. I have to disagree with you there.
I'm telling you what, Sam, when it comes to time...
I think it's different from what you...
Take it, Sam.
You're not saying what you... What it sounds like you're saying. Well, we have people like you and James Edwards and Paul Fromm who have agitated, and then lots more people that y'all can agitate. There's a lot of huge room for growth. There's room in this cause for everybody from every different talent. The Bible, the New Testament says that people are given different talents. St. Paul says they're given different talents. James was given the radio voice, and you're given the talent of administration and backing James up. Paul is given the talent of organization, and there's plenty of scope for all of this. And part of what Paul is saying about contacting your congressman is like I was saying about Nina Spencer, Richard Spencer's pregnant wife, going to the offices of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. You have to let them prove that they are no use.
Well, they have certainly proved it, Sam. And I'll tell you what I was saying is, when it comes time to, so to speak, to a fixed bayonet and to start burning some caps, if speechwriters don't like to join in, they can just take the bench.
Another hour.
All right, we're going to take a break right there. Hey, the Bombardier's fired up tonight, and God bless him for it. And we can't blame him, but we got to take a timeout. And Sam Dixon, thank you so much tonight. We'll talk to you again soon, and we're going to take a break.